This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. And now the latest in our series, the Boston mayoral race, square by square. We're visiting neighborhoods around the city to talk with people about what issues are most important to them as they get ready to elect Boston's first new mayor in 20 years. This afternoon, we visit Maverick Square in East Boston and the nearby waterfront with Nina Estrella Luna. She's a resident, an activist with several community groups, and a professor of law and policy at Northeastern University. And she worries that East Boston doesn't get the same attention from the city as other neighborhoods because it's somewhat isolated and has a high immigrant population, a majority of them now Spanish speakers. We met Estrella Luna at La Presti Park, which is right in the middle of a long stretch of property primed for major housing development and looks across the harbor at the Boston skyline.
This is probably the best view of the city of Boston anywhere outside of being actually on the water.
Pretty million-dollar vantage point.
And you know what's wonderful is that you don't have to earn $1 million to actually be able to see it. So, and that's the wonderful thing about East Boston. It's a wonderful and diverse neighborhood that has a lot of assets, and this is one of them, definitely, and one of them that we're hoping actually to build upon. What's really going to change East Boston for the next 20, 30, 40 years are all of these really large developments that are happening, you know, all within a 3-minute walking distance from where we're standing right now.
Could you show us some of those?
Yeah, so right here, right in front of us, is the Hodge Boiler Works site. So
this is just a vacant lot right now.
It's currently a vacant lot. I think they tore it down 2 or 3 years ago. Hodge Boiler Works is proposing to do 95 rental units. The biggest complaint about this particular project is not that they're redeveloping it. Every reasonable person in this neighborhood wants the waterfront to be developed. This is a blight. It's dangerous. The challenge has been is that the city and the developer have not incorporated the community in the development and the design of this project.
Is this
and
the Boston Redevelopment Authority?
This would be the Boston Redevelopment Authority and the developer himself.
When we spoke with the BRA, mm-hmm. Now they insist that they have included East Boston residents, that they have those conversations, that they are transparent.
Oftentimes what they'll say is, well, we've been in a conversation with the community for 20 years or 10 years. Well, I can tell you from just the 9 years that I've been here, this community is completely different than it was 9 years ago, much less 20 years ago.
So there need to be new conversations with new people.
Exactly.
So what do you hope the new mayor does differently with the BRA?
Well, we hope that they actually open up their decision-making processes. One of the complaints around the Hodge Boiler Works project is in the initial proposals, the agreement between the city and the developer was supposed to include some resources to help maintain this park. It's right next door to this development. In the most recent agreement, that's all gone.
East Boston has historically been a place where you can find lower rents, lower housing prices. That is changing a little bit. What do you think the next administration needs to keep in mind when it comes to housing costs and affordability and accessibility of housing?
None of these new developments that are being proposed along the waterfront in particular are going to increase really the proportion of affordable housing in this community. When you do these really large-scale developments all at once, that is where you get the possibility of displacement. That's really the big fear, that current residents are going to be pushed out of the neighborhood. This neighborhood is a mixed-income, mixed-race, mixed-family status, mixed-social status community, and we want to maintain that, and we want to build upon those assets. And we definitely hope that we will maintain and create actually greater access to the water. Some of the developments, they're completely fenced off, they're abandoned, one of them for almost 40 years now. We don't have access to the water. And so we would definitely, residents in this community, definitely want to have access to the water, whether, and not just, oh, we live in East Boston, there's a lot of airport noise.
That's right, and that's another big East Boston issue, of course,
is the
airplane takeoff and landing impact.
Yes.
Do you feel like what is happening now, the mitigation and what East Boston gets back from the city in return for that burden, is it fair?
No. Well, first of all, the city is not even enforcing the legal agreements that they have with the airport around airport noise and mitigation. I live in Eagle Hill, and there are some mornings where you can't even enjoy a cup of coffee in your garden because you've got planes that are so low, you can almost see the pilots. You know, I mean, the city has the ability to enforce the rules around how often they can do that, when they can do that. The city has the ability to provide better support to the residents so that some of us could have access to the windows, so that
the
triple pane windows, very small parts of East Boston get them.
If a casino was built at Suffolk Downs, that will also have a huge effect on quality of life in East Boston.
Yes.
If a casino does come to Suffolk Downs, mm-hmm. what do you hope the next administration will do to try to make it as little of a negative impact on East Boston as possible?
Well, they will definitely have to enforce that mitigation agreement much more extensively and much more forcefully than they have the airport mitigation agreement.
The one that dictates things like traffic impact.
Traffic impact, resources that come to the neighborhood, how public safety resources are distributed. I mean, one of the concerns that residents have expressed is that it's going to divert attention from our public safety agencies.
More police at the casino, fewer in the community.
And fewer in the community. And that's just a recipe for additional problems because we know the police are deterrents.
Nina, we're very close to Maverick Square, which is in many ways the heart of East Boston. Could you walk us over there?
Sure. It's just this way.
We're approaching a back entrance to Maverick Station, which has gotten quite spiffed up. It's had a very extensive renovation in recent years.
Yeah, we're very happy with this. And actually, one of the most recent amenities that was added was this bike rack, which was not here originally. A covered bike rack. Amazing. Amazing.
There's also a new community health center right in Maverick Square, the East Boston Neighborhood Health Center.
Yep, we're going to see it right now.
So Maverick Square looks better than it did just a few years ago because of a lot of the renovation work going on here.
Yes, and the health center in particular, I think, is a huge, huge new asset to the square.
There has been a lot of facade work here. We see some new signs and new paint jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, we have a good Main Streets program. They're good for things like that. Definitely we could use some more diversity in the retail and commercial offerings in the neighborhood. And again, this is where some of these large developments are also falling short. None of these developments are actually proposing to put that kind of space in. And that's actually depressing the kind of entrepreneurial opportunities here, because if you're going to expand, currently there's not a lot of space.
If East Boston got everything it wanted in an ideal world from the next administration, what would this community look like in a decade or so?
Some of these developments actually would be going up, and they would be including new residents in this community that would be assets to the community, that would help with addressing some of the issues that we're dealing with right now in terms of education, in terms of the quality and types of services and amenities that are here, but that would also maintain that wonderful diversity that we have here so that this remains a community where you can move into this community as a young professional and stay here and raise a family here and retire in one of our elder housing developments. And so a place where you could come and choose to live and stay.
Nina, thanks for spending the morning in East Boston with us.
It was a pleasure.
That's East Boston community activist and Northeastern University professor Nina Estrella Luna.